You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the glory for the opportunity to pray together as a family. Our monthly theme, O Lord, my strength, this time from Psalm 29, verse 11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Strength to walk in divine favor. Strength to walk in divine favor. Luke chapter 2, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. In favor with God and man, Luke 2:52. In reflecting upon Luke 2:52, we see that the strength of the Lord produces divine favor. God gives strength to his people so that they can serve with excellence, speak with wisdom, and walk through doors he opens. Favor is not for pride. It is for purpose, service, testimony, kingdom advancement, and blessing others. Strength to walk in divine favor. At Bethel Encounters, Favored Thursday. Favored Thursday. Now, in actioning out these points, okay, we see that Jesus, as a child, he has favor with God. He has divine favor. And then favor with men too. God is happy with him. Men are happy with him as to how he handles his things. Like David found favor with King Saul. He behaved wisely, and through that, he found favor with King Saul. So in finding favor with men, we behave ourselves wisely, and then that happens. But then there was divine favor given by God unto him because he pleased. But even this was when he was a child, and it was based on his assignment that divine favor is required for us to succeed in our assignments. We should never think that we can just do it by ourselves. By just being pleasing men. You know, Paul said that we shouldn't be men pleasers. We should please God. And then through his divine favor before men, behaving wisely, we also find favor with men. Now, in actioning out this understanding, Psalm 5, verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. We must daily ask God for favor that will help us fulfill his purpose, not merely personal ambition. That's why I spoke about assignment. That which the Lord has assigned us to do, our purpose in effect. That his favor will rest upon us to accomplish that which we ought to accomplish. I find in scripture Eliezer, Abraham's servant, who is chief servant, and I hope the name I recall right, who Abraham would send to go and find a wife for Isaac. So he was assigned at that specific moment to accomplish that. Now, Abraham asked him to swear with him that he would find the right person for Isaac. Some Bible scholars believe that it was because Eliezer himself, he had a daughter and wished that his daughter would marry Isaac. But Eliezer was not from Abraham's kindred, and Isaac needed to marry from Abraham's lineage. So therefore, he had to go to a relative, and for which he would be asking him to swear that he would keep to that promise. But what is most striking is that Eliezer would pray and ask for God's favor. You know, there are many times that we just do things because my pastor has sent me, my boss has sent me, or we just, you know, we engage things. It's like the divine consultation or the prayer for divine favor, it doesn't happen. Like, we wait till there are difficult moments before we remember that, hey, God. But here's someone sent by his boss to go and do something, and then he prays that, oh God, let the first person who will come. So you see the mindset. Talking about the first lady who would come, that would be the person. And hey, Rebecca, there was Rebecca who was coming. So it wasn't just a covenant between him and his master, but between him and God, who he engaged God. So daily, we should pray that, Lord, today as I'm going to work, please, let your favor rest upon all that I'm going to do today. That there'll be a good report. Give me favor before my boss. Give me favor before my clients, my customers. Give me favor before all the people that I'm working with or that I encounter. That a good report will come out of that which I am doing. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Secondly, walk in wisdom and integrity where God has pleased you. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. It is not good enough just to show up at a place. Whether you are showing up in church, at ministry, or showing up at work, it is not good enough just to show up. As for the showing up, it is very important. It is step one. But beyond that, we must understand that we ought to walk in wisdom and integrity at that place. It shouldn't be found out that there was some stealing at the accounts office. And then you, the national service person, you were involved. Or you, the head, you were involved. It must not be said that there was a revolt somewhere, your name was mentioned, that you were even spearheading the whole thing. Walk in wisdom and integrity where God has placed you. Because when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. There was a housewife who every time would be lying to her husband. You know, the husband was very rich, and they had a big estate. And the woman had the ability to manage the estate, and for that matter, it's like housewife, but not really housewife. Just that their home was very big, you know, and to manage it. And then she had this idea from a friend, that whenever you are asking for the money, so you are taking the monies for maintaining the estate, be cornering some of the money somewhere. Because as for men, you don't know men, eh? And now he's found someone cry that he won't tell you, so you become very miserable. And so, in applying what the friend did, the woman was not saving some of her money, but rather started inflating the prices. If it's $10, you see, oh, things have gone up, it's $25. Then she'd just be piling the monies. Until one day, an auditor asked the man one question. And then it became a problem, big problem. And then wife in such a sensitive and trusting position. This wife, now the relationship becomes bad and it affects the whole family. Because when there's problem, children are affected. It goes way far, far, far. Integrity is very important and we should not take it for granted as to the consequences when there isn't integrity. The Lord help us to walk in wisdom and integrity wherever the Lord has placed us, in Jesus' mighty name. And use every opportunity to serve, encourage, and bless others. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So we must use every opportunity to serve, encourage, and bless others. In Jesus' mighty name. Our first prayer. Our first prayer. Promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. This is a very dangerous scripture. Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7. We are praying the Father in heaven promotes every person connected to Glow Music according to your purpose, your timing, and your will. In Jesus' name. Please let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Every person connected to Glow Music according to your purpose, your timing, and your will in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, for promotion cometh from you alone.
We see in Psalm 90, verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Psalm 90, verse 17. We are praying, Father in heaven, let your beauty and favor rest on us and establish the work of our hands. In Jesus' name, please lift up your voice and begin to pray that the Lord would establish. Would establish the work of our hands. Establish, O Lord. Establish, Lord. Let the beauty of the Lord rest upon us. In the name of Jesus. And establish the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus. We also pray in our last prayer from Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And this scripture we've been using at every Bethel encounter. We are praying, Father in heaven, open your good treasures. over the work, businesses, studies, careers, and the ministry of everyone connected to Glow Music. In Jesus' name, begin to pray this opening of heaven's treasures. In the name of Jesus, open your treasures, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I pray, please have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins. I repent of all my wicked ways, and I surrender my life fully to you. Be my Lord and be my King from today and forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37 verse 4 that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. Amen. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. Amen.
Amen.
Say the victorious Lord. Let's sing this song to him. Jesu Cristo was sorry, if you want more, oh, what to seconds, just begin to thank the Lord in faith that these requests that you have brought to him are turned into testimonies according to his will, and praise him. Lift up your voice, begin to thank the Lord, give him thanks, our victorious Lord. Rakasura Basha, he has conquered it all for us. Makosi Dibiria Sumberebe, living in Emosha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that these requests that we have brought to you, Lord, you never put us to shame. Valakoski Andose, we'll begin to see the testimonies unfold in our lives, in our ministries, in our businesses, in our families. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. If you gave your life to Christ in this service, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.